From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven wrap up their first day of talks in Japan. Global security, the refugee crisis, and political instability were focal points of their discussions. They were also expected to discuss maritime security in the South China Sea and recent nuclear and ballistic missile provocations from North Korea. About 100 people died and hundreds of others were injured when a fire broke out Sunday at a temple in the southern Indian state of Kerala. Thousands had gathered at the Puttangal Devi Temple in Paravur to witness a fireworks display being held as part of an annual religious festival. Officials said a shed where fireworks were stored went up in flames after a spark fell on it, setting off a series of explosions and a huge fire that spread quickly. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says he is resigning. Mr. Yatsenyuk said in a televised speech he hopes his resignation will give Ukraine the chance to adopt electoral, constitutional, and judicial reforms and to join the European Union and NATO. His resignation is to be formally submitted to Parliament on Thursday. Belgian prosecutors said Sunday the terrorist cell linked to the November attacks in Paris was planning a second attack in France, but last month decided to hit Brussels instead. The Brussels bombings at an airport and at a commuter rail station killed 32 people. It came after just days after police arrested key suspect Salah Abdeslam in the city of Molenbeek. Prosecutors said Sunday the cell was surprised by the speed of the progress in the ongoing investigation. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama is guaranteeing he won't intervene in the government's investigation of how the leading Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, used a private server email account while she was his Secretary of State from 2009 to 2013.
I continue to believe that she has not jeopardized America's national security. Now, what I've also said is that, and she's acknowledged, that there's a carelessness in terms of managing emails.
Mr. Obama spoke on Fox News Sunday. Macedonian police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of migrants as they tried to break through a border fence on the Greek side of the country's shared border. Macedonian officials say a group of migrants left their camp Sunday and moved toward the fence after rumors had spread through the camp that Macedonia would be opening its border. When Macedonian police denied the rumors, hundreds of migrants tried to scale the fence while others threw stones, demanding to be allowed to cross. British Prime Minister David Cameron, hoping to defuse controversy over profiting from his late father's offshore funds, took the unusual step Sunday of releasing a summary of the last 6 years of his tax returns. Those returns sparked another controversy, this one over financial gifts the prime minister received from his mother in 2011, a year after the death of his father. British media immediately questioned the tax implications of the gifts. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter is in India. His visit comes at a time of increased cooperation between the militaries of the two countries. Carter told reporters after arriving Sunday that the two countries' defense ministers will discuss activities and projects that reflect the closeness of the U.S.-India strategic relationship. A strong earthquake centered in northeast Afghanistan rattled parts of Central and South Asia on Sunday. AFP reports one person killed by falling debris. There were no immediate reports of other fatalities or substantial damage in the four countries that felt the quake. Peruvians went to the polls Sunday for their first round of a presidential election that is expected to lead to a runoff. Analysts say the daughter of imprisoned former President Alberto Fujimori will likely do well in the first round of voting. Djibouti opposition leaders are rejecting the results of the country's presidential election, citing fraud. Djibouti's ruling party declared on Saturday that President Ismail Omar Guelleh has won Friday's presidential election, gaining nearly 87% of the votes. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.